All right, let's get this shit moving along real quick, folks. It's been a minute, been about damn near a week. About to explain some stuff, about to change some things about the show and all that other good stuff, and I'm going to change it for the better. But as of next Friday, or definitely by the end of next week, I will not be recording off of Anchor no more. I'm going to be switching over to Podbean. The reason why is because I think Podbean is the easier way to do these shows. I loved Anchor. I mean, like I said, Anchor got me started. But like I said, it's time for me to move elsewhere to do this. Because even on Podbean, I could do live stream shows, more ways to promote the show are on there, so I can get a fan base really brewing. Because I've tried for months with Anchor. You got to put a whole lot into really trying to get a fan base on Anchor. Because it's not, I mean, Anchor gets you started, but I want to try to get to the next level of doing this podcast and stuff. So, because it's not like I haven't been paying attention to my wrestling or my football. And like I said, I'm changing it for the better around the right time, because like I said, football starts this week. NFL, I mean, college football started. We had some awesome college football games over the weekend. Clemson, let me go over these real quick. Clemson lost to Georgia. I kind of expected that. I didn't expect the game to be so low scoring, right? I expected it to be more a little bit high, but I felt like Georgia was going to come in and just, you know, because at the same, I look at all the school, you look at every college program in the nation, right? The only team that can pretty much stay consistent and switch quarterbacks at a drop of a hat is always been Alabama. You know, like Clemson had, they've done it for a little while, but not consistently like Alabama. Like you know, it's just, I just feel like I said before, just hand Alabama the championship now, because nobody's beating them right now in college football. I mean, so that's pretty much that. Tomorrow, I will be still doing a couple of more shows. You know, you'll get the first week of NFL off of Anchor. And then after that, by week two and beyond, pretty much I'm going to be on Podbean. Because like I said, I'm going to be doing live shows and all this other stuff. And even on Podbean, I won't do live reactions. I actually have to, me personally, because I see people do like the live reactions on YouTube and stuff. And I'm like, that's fine. And people do it. Some people can do it. I can't pull that off. I'm like, I will forget that I'm recording while I'm into what I'm watching. So, but I'll be doing live stream shows, like to interact with people who was my fan base, definitely get to grow on them more. I could do like the live shows and chat with people and all that other stuff, because let's be honest, nobody ain't trying to get on Anchor, and I kind of felt that. But Podbean is like a popular source to do these shows off of, and that's why I'm gonna switch my platform. So it's not like I'm gonna stop doing this. I'm gonna keep doing this until I don't feel like it no more. It's just with Anchor, it's just been a slow process with it, but with Podbean, everything will probably be a whole lot easier. So other than that, let's get into the, I'm not even going to stick too much with the pay-per-view. What I really am going to talk about, because I'm not going to make this show too long, because I know I got to do that, because Dynamite is tomorrow, and it's pretty much no purpose of me even, you know, let's say, you know, talk about the entire all-out pay-per-view, but let's be real. The all-out pay-per-view was awesome. It was probably like one of the greatest wrestling pay-per-views of all time. It was like, I'm not going to put it on the level of WrestleMania 17 and all this other stuff, but it's there though. And it was the greatest pay-per-view that AEW has ever produced. I give it like a 9 out of 10 or a 9.5 out of 10, you know, because I mean, it wasn't really necessary. I'm not going to say each, you know, wasn't perfect, but the cage match was the best match of the night. I'm happy for the Lucha Brothers. It's one of those matches that you gotta like. I've watched it three times already. I put it to you like that. I rewatched that match three times, and I felt the same way when I first saw it live Sunday. And I said, let me watch it again. I watched it again later that night, which is ridiculous. And then I watched it yesterday again. Awesome match, fucking awesome. Like Lucha Brothers, and I'm not big fans of the Young Bucks, but these guys put in the work for that cage match. Just hold that thought. Got a little thirsty. But to get to let's get into the big one. Like I said, now I've said on the show that Daniel Bryan was a okay. I'm fucked, folks. I'm like looking back and forth between this and NXT. Is NXT I'm not necessarily paying attention to NXT right now. I'm gonna wait till next week because they're supposed to do big changes. Like NXT getting big changes, I'm doing big changes. It's ironic, isn't it? Mine's only actually for the better. I don't know if NXT gonna be actually for the better. We'll see how all that goes. Everybody knew Daniel Bryan was coming. It was just that anticipation. And I was like, okay, I kind of called it, and it kind of went the way that I knew it was going to go. But the Adam Cole one, like, threw me for a loop, okay? Now, I don't want to – everybody talked about it. Everybody got the shock value. Everybody knows. This is what I really wanted to talk about between this whole situation. I see a lot of the AEW fans already – I get it if they want to say, yeah, AEW is the number one wrestling company now. I mean, that's their opinion. You can't necessarily knock an opinion like that. I mean, and you know, like I said, I can't knock AEW right now. The only thing I will knock is the fact that, okay, we can compare it to WWE product now. Let's stop comparing this shit to, you know, I seen a person on Facebook compared to, you know, it was what they had. They had a picture of CM Punk, Adam Cole, and Daniel Bryan up top. And at the bottom, they had a picture of the NWO when they first formed their Bash at the Beach 96. And the person said, I forgot the person's name. They was like, you know, this is going to be even bigger than the NWO stuff. I'm like, not for nothing. Let's chill on that because – yeah, we can probably probably can argue that though that you know CM Punk and Daniel Bryan is you know probably a little bit bigger stars. I guess then Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. I don't know. I mean, who's me to say? But the Hogan one, no. let's not get ahead of ourselves. And let's be honest, we actually have to just because that AEW has these guys. Right now, AEW don't do consistent base storylines. What I've said from the start, though, I'm loving the fact that AEW is signing these guys and giving these guys a shot, giving these guys a break. You know, I'm loving it. But it's what you do with these guys. WCW got a guy named Bret the Hitman Hart. Remember that shit? And how did that go for him? We got the shock value of him stepping onto a Nitro for the first time. But then after that, it didn't do anything for Bret Hart. And we know how big a name Bret Hart was and is. So it's like, it's not, okay, you just sign these guys. Oh, hello. What do you do with these guys? And even though you'll get these guys, what is that going to do for the guys that already been there? Because of right now, I'm still looking for Adam Page. Where's Adam Page at? See, these AEW fans, they're going to have to find out soon enough that they can talk about WWE all they want. It's kind of like some reason why WWE works the way that they work. Some people don't work out. Some people do. You can't get mad if WWE they don't have nothing for this person. Maybe the next company will. But then, you know, AEW gets people. Now things don't work out for that person. Another company has to get that person. Like I said, right now, Adam Page is the only person that took a back seat to all these guys coming in. And right now, Daniel Bryan is on momentum. CM Punk is going to be on momentum. Adam Cole is going to be on momentum. Where does that leave Adam Page? And I hope to God that Adam Page doesn't have to take a back seat. Because you had guys that pretty much, you know, you got to look at what you call the backbone of the company. Like when the company was like on its first legs, you got to look at the guys that were there from the beginning and not the guys that they're just signing. So we can chant you, this is awesome. And yeah, we love it for all the shock value and everything. But now AEW has to deliver on signing all these people. Oh, and don't forget, it's rumors about Braun Strowman probably going to get signed. And Bray Wyatt. So who's going to take the back seat? And trust me, these guys, they're getting signed. They're coming there. They're not coming there for nothing. So they have to be on some type of a, you know, and AEW don't do pay-per-views every week, every month, like WWE, which I'm fine with. But that goes to show you, like, okay, now their next pay-per-view is probably, what, Full Gear? I think that's in November, December, something like that. Let's look at the match. I'm going to compare the match card, and I'm going to see how much. Because Adam Page was in the pay-per-views, what, the pay-per-view before this one. Now he wasn't on this one. So let's take a look at all this shit. We gotta take this all this stuff with a grain of salt. So I loved everything on Sunday, but now we gotta, you know, you gotta deliver. I didn't love anything about Raw last night. I'm definitely not checking out NXT right now. But I didn't really, you know, like I said, it's just that, you know, that they got to deliver, though. And like I said, it's fine that you can sign all these people, like I said. But now it's like, what do you do with them? Because AEW don't have a consistent storyline right now on television. They're going to have to do something with these guys. You can't just, okay, let's go out and have a wrestling match. Like, stories got to be told. The build-ups have to be told. You know, I think the only consistent storyline they probably had, and it's probably over, was MJF and Chris Jericho. And there's rumors that Chris Jericho is going to probably be taking a break. So more like that's like, you know, that's a slot open for a person, because MJF is like the best heel, in my opinion, right now. So, like I said, it's fine, you know. But let's see how everything goes. I was going to actually go over football picks this week, but I'll do that tomorrow, because I actually want to write those down, because I actually want to remember, so that way I can do it when I do a show on, what is it, Monday, probably Tuesday, because I'll wait. Matter of fact, I'll do a show. It depends on how these I'll see how the flow of everything goes with me as far as these football games go. But I'm going to do a list, and I'm going to pick every game, even the Monday game. And then I'm going to do I was going to do a whole playoff bracket prediction, but then I'd rather not, because that's a lot. Because it's like seven slots, and then it's like, oh, okay, you got to pick. It's all based off of division winners, who's the pretty much the number one in the conference. I'm going to just pick games week by week, but I'm going to do my Super Bowl picks tomorrow too. So I'll write down each game, and I'll write beside it the winners or picks of the picks of my choosing, including the Thursday game and the Monday night game. And then I'll do all the Sunday games, and then I'll, you know, just for fun. It ain't, I'm going to be right, I'm going to be wrong, because trust me, I'm a guy that looks at it like this. Any given Sunday, that's what it is for me. Or Thursday or Monday. It is what it is. It's like anybody can win, you know. So unless you're the Texans, it's just like every game this week, this year, might be me not picking the Texans. So, and like I said, they might luck up and win one or two, you know. But they're going to already automatically get the number one overall pick, which means they're going to get a quarterback, because as of yesterday, I think Deshaun Watson is third on the depth chart, which means he's not going to play this year. And they signed Tyrod Taylor, which, by the way, I love Tyrod Taylor. He used to play for the Ravens years ago, backing up Flacco. And I already said, you know, he should have started over Flacco, but you know. You know, the Ravens still kind of went a Tyrod Taylor route, just a faster, more athletic version. But Tyrod Taylor can, you know, get out the pocket with the best of them. So, yeah, we'll see. Like I said, I'm not mad at Tyrod Taylor. Got to get paid. So, you know, like I said, so tomorrow I'll, it's going to be a longer show because I'll be doing Dynamite, and then I'll do, you know, predictions for the NFL. I will do college, but like I said, it's really no purpose. Alabama, there you go. Like I said, I did that early this year, and then we'll keep continue to do it. Like if somebody like, well, what's your prediction for Alabama? Like, they're going to win every fucking week. They're not going to lose no games. They're going to run the table in the damn playoffs, and they're going to win another national championship. It is what it is. Like, what the fuck do you want from me? Like, it's not my fault they fucking dominant. They're so damn dominant. That's what they do. So, eh. So that's going to be the plan for tomorrow. I really wasn't planning on recording tonight. I was just like, let me talk about some things. Oh, we do got Ruby Soho. Don't want to forget that. Ruby Riott, if people don't know. Ruby Riott. She's on AEW now, too. You know, so she'll be pretty much challenging Britt Baker. That should be a kick-ass match whenever they have it. Like I said, I'm just curious to see what AEW do with all the guys that they're getting. Because, like I said, now they got CM Punk. They got Daniel Bryan, Adam Cole, you know, Ruby Soho, maybe Braun Strowman coming on the mix. And the Braun Strowman one, I would really love because as of right now, AEW don't really have a big man guy, like a big, like I through the annals of wrestling, each company, you know, you kind of think about it like major companies. They always had like that big, you know, at least a large guy that way you can have that, you know, maybe it's like a mammoth, a big behemoth motherfucker on the roster, right? Like what? WWE, for years they had Andre the Giant, and then Undertaker came in, and then they got Kane, and then, you know, WCW had the Giant, and they had Kevin Nash, you know, and then for years we had the Big Show on WWE, and then we got AEW, but AEW doesn't really have a big behemoth guy. I think Braun Strowman should be just, you know, just get Braun, because you're just going to need some type of guy like that can just murder everybody. Maybe he could be your champion. That'll help elevate somebody. So when he actually get beat, it'll be a shock value. Like I said, I'm just speaking. I'm not saying that's what they're going to do. It's just, you know, just that's how, you know, wrestling is. It's wrestling one-on-one. It's not, you know, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when the Bray Wyatt comes in, that'll just be good for them. And like I said, at least don't bring him in until AEW actually starts getting in the rhythm of, okay, we have to do storylines. That's, you know, let's do storylines. And then you, because a guy like him, you just have no choice but to have storylines on your show. So, before I get out of here, I'd like to say, first of all, I didn't do a show when Daphne passed away last week. I don't want to say the word suicide and everything because we don't never know what people are going through. You know, people keep saying mental illness. I'm like, that's just another word for depression. Like, let's not keep, you know, the mental illness thing just like kind of like irritates me just a little bit because it's like, dude, why you just can't say the person was depressed? Like, you know, because it's like that new thing for the new generation, like mental illness, you know, and mental illness. Like, dude, like for years it was called depression. Let's just keep calling it that. A person is really deeply depressed, like they're going through it. You know what I'm saying? Because when I hear the word mental illness, they make it seem like, oh, okay, it's an illness that you can take medicine for. No, it's no, I know they got medicine for depression, but I'm like, it's nothing that can, no medicine can cure depression, or like people say nowadays, mental illness. But it's depression at the end of the day. That's all it is. And she was deeply depressed, you know. Hold on, folks. Sound like somebody was getting kidnapped. I don't know if you heard that. And it's even weird because the van is actually like driving past me. I might have to run the fucking house. No, it went past me. It's like the weirdest shit ever. Like, it's a van that's like driving creepy. I mean, I'm all the way up top on my balcony, so it's like, and it's crazy because it's like where my apartment is at. It's like it's an entrance to the entire complex, but where I'm at, you can't necessarily see me because right now I always do this. Like, I come out and I condemn my screen on the computer to pitch black, and the only way you can probably see me is if you can hear me. But when I hear shit like that, it's like I instantly just get quiet because I'm like, okay, what the hell is really about to go on? And I just stay in the cut. So you can't necessarily see me because it's like where I'm positioned at, it's just pitch black. You can't even see shit. So it's like it would be really shocking for somebody to actually see me, but you can't because there's no lights over here, nothing. It's just I got it pitch black. But that was weird. And I actually lost track. Oh, yeah, I was talking about Daphne. Let me get back to Daphne. So I would like to say rest in peace to Daphne, though, because like I said before, I was always a fan. I mean, I never said it on this show, but I was always a fan of hers. Even when WCW was on, like, its, like, dying days and she was on WCW. And if you actually, like, turn on those horrible Nitros, I think that, Vince Russo was producing them at the time or some shit like that. Like, the stuff that she was doing, like, you could tell, like, she was really, because you could tell people was, like, really not feeling what they were doing on those shows. But you could tell she was, like, really into her shit because she kept, like, even though, okay, WCW was, like, not the shit to watch, she took the shit seriously. She took her character very seriously. And like I said, I've always said the Nikki Cross character, not Nikki Ash, but the Nikki Cross character actually reminded me of her. And that's how I kind of know that Nikki Cross character is like, was like a tribute to Daphne for like the longest time. Because yesterday when, you know, Nikki Ash wrestled, she had Daph on the side of her arm. Like when her and Charlotte was doing like the, I mean, her and Rhea Ripley was doing the backstage interview. I thought something actually happened to her arm. I said, dang, she must have, like, got hurt or something. No. And then she came out and I can actually see it. So I was like, oh, okay. You know, so, but, yeah, rest in peace to Daphne, man. It's always sad when you see a wrestler die. And it's like, when wrestlers die, it's like, it's very rare that it's by natural causes. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I can't really think of like one where it was like a natural cause. Maybe Pat Patterson. I can't think of nobody else. Like, if anybody else, like, it was probably because of drug abuse for years, or, you know, depression. So people commit suicide, you know, or I don't necessarily like to get into the Crispin Wall things, but you see how that goes. Or, you know, even more tragic, the Owen Hart stuff that happened like in 1999. It's never, you know, subtle. It's always, you know, like if you hear somebody pass, it's like, oh, really? It can't never be like that. It's always got to be, damn, really? And then it's got to be like, you know, it always got to hit you where it hurts. So, rest in peace to Daphne. I'm not necessarily gonna get on here and get into everything that she was that happened that day. No, I'm not here to do that because that's nothing to necessarily really talk about. But, you know, I mean, not saying that. No, I don't. I just don't want to, you know, be like, oh yeah, you know, and she was doing this and she was doing that and she was this and that. No, nobody don't know what nobody's going through. So. like I said, rest in peace to her. And rest in peace to, I'll say, one of my favorite supporting actors of all time, Michael K. Williams, found dead, probably a potential drug overdose. But if you don't know, if you watch The Wire, you know, he was Omar Little. But like, I think he was like the big time drug dealer on there. Just died today. So rest in peace to him. That's pretty much it for tonight, because I'm going to come back on tomorrow. Like I said, new changes are coming to the show. I should be able to get more listeners out of this. If you are a listener, I will give you all the information in due time on how to find me on Podbean. And it's not going to be hard. It's going to be pretty much find the same show, but I'm not going to start until next week. I was actually thinking about just starting to do the show today on there, but I was like, nah, I wouldn't do that. The people that actually listen to me need to, you know, okay, where can we find you from, you piece of trash, you know? So, right now, if you like to listen to me, you can listen to me on anchor.fm/myopinionblack, or you can listen to me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, or Radio Public. You can listen to me on all these platforms. But other than that, folks, I'm out. I'll do another show tomorrow. Got Dynamite to talk about, and we're going to get into some NFL wins, loss predictions. Until then, everybody stay safe, and I'm out.